In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Amazon has everything for every kind of birthday. Whether that's a 3-tier cake stand,
happy birthday!
Comet balloons for your son's space theme party. Or gifts like a karaoke machine for that friend who never stops singing.
Happy birthday to you!
From cake stands to karaoke machines, shop everything for every party on Amazon.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Du hast mich. Du hast mich.
That's the only words I know. Son of hell.
You know what? Has anyone ever verified what he's really saying? Wouldn't it be crazy?
I don't think so.
We're like summoning a Asian demon or something. AJ Styles.
Open Gangnam Style.
To bring AJ back as a heel. Well, actually, I don't think he's coming back. I think he's having to retire, AJ.
Oh, for real? Legit? Yeah. I thought it was getting worked.
I think, who knows? That's where you feel stupid. Where you're oh, man, that guy got hurt. They said he's never coming back again. You're like, of course he's coming back.
I had to look up Charlotte Flair. I'm like, what's up with this? Hurt?
Oh, I know something about that I heard from.
It's been well over a year.
No, well, recent.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. God, I want to say it so much, but I would be like such a mark and such a...
Is this something that would get pinned back to somebody pretty easily? Like two inside?
Maybe.
Damn it. Oh, well.
You have to call my 1-900 number for me to tell you the details.
We got the scoop for you, folks. We ain't going to give it for free. You got to call. Call us up.
Did you ever do that as a kid? Like, did you ever call any of those without your parents' permission and get... rode pretty hard about it.
Yeah, it happened.
You know what I mean?
Happened a couple times. But then they brought out the local number where you could call and do trivia and all. And I'm like, and that took away that. Like, all that was free.
I called the hell out of the ones doing. Yeah, that's the same one. And that guy still. I think he had a birthday recently, didn't he? We were talking about Psy.
That's how you say it.
Yeah.
Spells it P-S-Y.
Right.
Wasn't for sure.
I thought it was short. You know.
I thought it was William Hung when I first saw the guy before.
I know. Whose new book is coming out, Like a Horse? Listen to this.
Like a horse.
I think once you hit 30, you really just start looking back at the next generation, and then depending on how old you're, 40, then you're looking at the next generation.
Start to judge them a little bit, how they're not as good as you.
This right here, Paige, I hope I'm not screwing up news for you later, but
no,
I saw this news story, and this is, I want to use a word I can't use right now, so bad. 1 in 5 young adults in America cannot change a light bulb. Now, the Polish are like, thank God.
They're off the hook for the joke.
What do you mean they can't change a light bulb, or they don't want to,
so
or they're physically not able?
This news story was talking about this new way of life where everything's AI and so many people are getting dependent on it, but also the fact that, and I I sound like such a puss now, but I was never taught that stuff. As the stuff meaning like mechanical stuff, not that changing a light bulb is mechanical, but the hardcore mechanical stuff I was never taught because I had a grandpa who was a guru that did all that for everybody, and so it skipped a generation.
He was one of those guys probably said, you know, it's easier if I just do it.
And he loved it. Like he loved to. God, was my grandpa a tweaker? He loved taking things apart and putting them back together.
Some people love that. I destroy things when I do that because I lose pieces.
Oh, you waste time. That was my whole thing. It's like I could do this project that would take somebody in the know that's an expert like an hour. It would take me 6 or 7. That's wasteful and dumb. And that seems to be like with this. So 1 in 5... And I hate these polls, but God, I can identify with part of this. 1 in 5 people in America between the ages of 18 and 27 say they can't change one, but they would just hire somebody to do it. So according to this same thing, this past calendar year, Gen Zers spent around $1,500 on, quote, chores that they would just rather pay someone to do, what we would call just like a basic job.
You know what?
Also, 80% of those don't own a wrench. That to me is like...
Like a dude wrench?
Yeah. I mean, just like tools.
Oh, okay. I see this a lot differently now than I used to. You say somebody like your grandpa, for example, that generation.
Mm-hmm.
They learned a lot because they had to.
Yeah.
There was nobody else to rely on to do this stuff. So now that we're in the, you know, the convenience of services and whatnot, there's so many services for so many different things that you don't have to teach anybody anything anymore, really. If you got the money, you can, you know.
Stay in school, kids.
Like, if you got the money, hell, hire somebody to do it. Why not? You don't have to change a flat tire anymore.
I look at it from... It's not a lazy thing necessarily. Like, if you,
I wouldn't be like that, but you know, I could see both ways.
Like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Any way I say this, some could take it one way, some could take it another way. Okay, so like, let's say like cleaning my house, not an enjoyable thing. I don't enjoy it. But I enjoy a clean house. It's like, oh, cake and eat it too.
Yep.
There is a woman that I know that is really good at that. And I've given her an extra source of income the last 3 to 5 years.
Exactly.
Because she's good at it. And I'm not, and I would rather her come in the expert that she is. It sounds foolish, but rather than... Not that my time is so valuable, but literally that's what every... man, woman of wealth or success says that's the only thing you can't buy more of. So if I can enjoy my time and then help out somebody, it's the same thing with my car key. I don't know if I said it on the radio. It cost $150 to get a new car key because the transponder, whatever
that's
the
expensive.
Hell. And then somebody's like, you could have bought parts on the internet $40 to sell. And I'm like, but... you don't understand this feeble mind of mine. That would have taken me 2 hours to probably assemble and all this stupid crap.
That's where you have two camps of people. The ones that are, you know, that want to do it and see it as laziness. Another one see it as paying for convenience.
It's an investment into the community. I see it.
And I think that's just the way you were raised. I mean, my mother would have me sanitize things and then she'd have people come in and clean her house. Like she was.
Oh, I cleaned before my... I asked her what I said. What should I refer to you as? You're not a cleaning lady. That's so demeaning. I forget what she said.
That don't sound demeaning.
Cleaning lady.
And those people do deep cleaning. You know, like they do your floors and everything that you really want. Change your linens.
Yeah.
And
you know, the whole
clean
thing.
Clean out the gutters.
The whole attitude flipped around. The generations coming up were always taught to create value for yourself.
Yeah.
Well, now if you do that, you're looked upon to carry more of the load.
Absolutely.
So you have to be real strategic with it when it comes to work.
Yeah. You got to play dumb sometimes.
Yeah, like, hey, I don't know how to do this. Like, okay.
Like, you don't want to be, like, it's so weird you say that. You don't want to be a jack of all trades.
You really don't, not now.
No, because a jack of all trades is a master of none.
Is that a freaking... Whoa.
Wow.
I didn't go all the way.
Sure, I got you on the
is
one.
Is that an original?
It's from Plato.
Oh, okay. My grandson loves philosophy. That stuff.
I don't remember reading that on the side of the can.
Not Plato, it's Plato.
Oh, man. See, now, it's such a fringe thing, because like, here's one text right here. That's the problem with this country right now. People want to buy everything and not learn anything. And then you scroll down, and there's another one, 704 area code. I appreciate people like that. It's how I've had a business for 22 years.
Yeah.
I mean, see, so it's...
You don't have to learn. It should be a entrepreneurial activity.
Yeah.
If you want to learn, but you don't have to.
But, you know, if I didn't... It doesn't mean that if I didn't have the income to pay for those services, that I would have a dirty house either. Like, it would get done, but it's a convenience.
How does this...
He's great at it.
How is it, on one hand, talking about cleaning the house, you don't want to do it, you pay somebody to do it, okay?
Yeah.
Well, how come that's not acceptable? But on the other hand, if I can't teach my kid math, I can try to learn it. I can't learn it. I will never know math, but I pay a tutor to teach him. It's the same damn thing.
But you can learn it on YouTube, right?
No. No. I do not have a math brain. It just ain't going to connect.
I do.
It's like the same school of thought.
Yeah.
You're paying for a service.
There's two different people in this world. I mean, really, it's the way it seems. Those that are can take direction, and then those that are just are like me. It's like, what? Let's put that on my gravestone. Do what?
But how much easier what? Does that make your life? That's one less thing you got to worry about.
Oh, yeah. Or just, but again... You know, the whole thing, you know, Paige was talking about prepping the house for the cleaning person to come over. I'm that way. Like, you know, is there anything here that...
I would think you're
going to be weird, like, if she sees this or whatever.
I really want you to polish my floors and shine my silver, s'il vous plaît.
Yeah, like, don't you
do what?
Dirty it up real good first?
No.
Like, you know, before I go see my dentist, Dr. Shea Tolbert. I like to eat a bunch of stuff first. Like, give them something to do when I go in there. Like, hey,
have
I got a real...
toilets. I need you to spend some time in the bathroom and scrub that bathtub and the toilet. You'd be a nasty person if you did that to somebody.
But if that's for, like, their job, you know, like,
yeah.
When you go drop a couple hot loaves, just to give them something to clean.
No, because you still, and it's such a hypocritical thing to say, but, like, you're putting on airs. But, like, if you're so clean, why do you need a cleaning person? Because I don't want to do it myself.
Well, you know, you got your dust and all that crap. You've like,
dander.
Yeah.
Dander.
I don't know.
Hope not.
You notice different things when you get older, as far as that goes. I don't look down on you any, like, judgmental.
Which generation would you guys say is the worst generation currently living right now in America? That's tough.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, in what way are you talking?
You talking about getting scammed? It could be one generation. You're talking about, you know, being a little dumb. It could be the other.
But that, the dumb that I think you're referring to is the, and this is going to be striking, but it's, that was the generation with no internet until near the end of their life.
Yeah, the information wasn't as easy to find.
So it's easier to be gullible. And then once the internet, it's still hard to not be gullible a lot of times.
Well, I understand if you don't want to go back and learn and research. I'm that way now. If I can't figure out if something works, I mean, I ain't going to go back and learn it.
No.
TikTok, things like that. I don't know how it works.
No.
I can't do it.
Big Brown's doing a tutorial today. He'll teach me. Son of a gun hit a Bo Nix 101.
We
were talking about Bo Nix the other day, he hit a 101.
He's got a niche for it, man. He can really go in there and navigate it.
Yeah.
Makes my head hurt. And it's illegal now, too, so.
It is?
I don't want to break the law. It's going to be.
Oh, because it's... Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Supreme Court's going to rule. They're going to decide. They'll move that up. They'll talk about that, but not much else.
Well, some of them, that what pisses me off is, like, be on the same latitude, longitude with us. Like, you know, we talked about before, certain music we can't get permission to play on the show. But yet, you go watch some live streams, they're sitting there playing all this music and not getting any trouble monetizing it.
Yeah, I'm starting to question that a little bit more. Like, is that one person messing with us?
Right.
Yeah, I don't like being held down.
Yeah.
It would take a lot to hold us down.
It would. It was major restraints. All right. The TLCMotors.com text line and call line, phone line, whatever you want to call it, 1-800-774-0093. It is the Rise Guys Morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day. Whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day. Or new shoes for her favorite salsa class. Or gifts, like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's a funny text on the TLCMotors.com phone line, which is 1-800-774-0093. Mm-hmm. Oh, darn it.
Which is also the text line now.
Yeah, which it just popped away what I was going to read. Oh, as a mechanic of 28 years, I love that the next generation is dumber than the previous one. It will keep me working until I retire. That's a good way to look at it. And then you might say to your accountant, hey, without you knowing how to do this, I'd have to do it. I would be screwed. Thank you. And then the accountant goes and says to her masseuse, oh, God, thank you for giving me this massage. I couldn't reach my hands back there and touch my own back.
Well, I can't do it.
It's all just
masseusing.
It's like the recycling logo. It's like pay it forward and backwards. Who wants to go backwards?
Do you think that will cause a backlash as far as the type of jobs people try to get? So I wonder if they're thinking, like, that's too complicated. Like they always say that, you know, the trades are real low as far as, you know, employees and this, that, and the other.
Well, they were saying, too, like, that same generation that we just ran through the mud, talking right. about not knowing how to change light bulbs and stuff. There was also a portion of that, what we would call, like, the hippies, which were, like, wanting to learn like old school like
farming.
There's this guy. Yeah, there's this guy I know listens to the show that took up a hobby of leather working.
What is that?
Crafting things out of leather, and he's incredible at it. And
like clothes or
yeah.
Like
he does a lot of
dominatrix stuff.
War reenactment attire.
I like
true story.
You know those those arts and crafts from years ago, like, you know, glass blowing and leather working.
He makes like a cat of nine tails and stuff like that.
He might. He might. I'll have to ask him. Is that something you'd like as a birthday gift next month?
I don't mess with that month stuff, after man. Next?
When's your birthday, March?
4 months.
No, it's not.
You only turned 35 once.
Looking forward to it.
That happened for you 8 years ago.
It's a mystery.
Also, I want to mention this is going to be one of them potpourri segments. I don't care.
Yeah, sprinkle it in.
And I don't use the term because I think it's very effeminate.
Let me get the dump. Make sure it's ready.
I don't like the word give someone their flowers. I think that's, especially when a man talks about it.
I don't
like,
hear it much.
Just give him his props. Let's go back to the 90s and give him their props.
Give him his props. Big ups. Kudos.
22 years ago today, this show started.
Wow. Okay.
22 years ago today, this show started. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay. Yeah. 22 years is a long time. A lot of people don't even, well, especially now, can't even make it through half of that.
I was telling somebody that the other day. I was like, "It." But on the other hand, there's a golden band, George Jones. On the other hand, though, you know, you've got, I always say this, like, you know, people who have worked somewhere for just a little bit of time, but has been married for 25 years.
Like, that's a long time.
Do the two not match up? Can you, like, because are you putting too much focus on the career and not the home life to even them out? Like, you seem to have a really good balance of it, Fat Boy, but is that part of the thing?
Maybe, but yeah, you know, I have to start seeing that as a whole.
Gross.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I kind of broke it up as far as the show goes, but you know, when you look at it as a whole, I missed maybe first five of those years.
Yeah. You came in on in 08, right? 07.
07, right around there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, stuff really changes. I mean, look, everybody knows, you know, stuff happens. But that's kind of where I saw it in my mind, kind of segmented it out. But when you look at it as a whole,
yeah,
22 years,
well,
syndication, all that. So the stuff you know, you achieve in the business, you hope you can get.
The flowers part, though, is, that I was wanting to refer to, meaning like the props or the whatever. And you're going to say, well, you sound negative about this, Matt, but I'm not, because our industry, radio and media, look at it in a different way than I do. They don't want to send out press releases talking about how good their brand is doing. I don't know why that is. Like, when TV shows like, what's a big TV show now? Yellowstone, whatever.
Yeah.
Is number one.
Right.
And they would beat you over the head with it or whatever.
Yeah, they got
and
their own chili.
You got to sometimes say, like, really? God, 22 years. Like, are you still stroking the old... it sounds like I'm making a dirty joke.
Uh-huh.
Are you still impacting and doing and all this? I'd like to read you the latest ratings.
Please.
And they don't like when I do this. And I don't know why. I'm fine with dealing with a meeting to have it explained to me. The Rise Guys Morning Show, this past ratings book, which would have been fall.
Yep.
Number one men, 18 to 49.
Look at that.
Number one men, 25 to 54. Killing it, persons, 18 to 49. Number one, and this is your money demo. Number one, persons 25 to 54.
Hell yeah.
Whoa. Look at that. I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's an industry thing or...
Why we're so good?
Well, I mean, we know why that is, but...
Why
the
is
lack
that?
Of, the lack of, you know, sharing the information. I'm just putting it, like, is that a condition of certain people you work for or...
Nobody does it. Like, you don't ever... I poke around and look. Like, nobody does that in... YouTube is good at it because they'll give you those awards, you know, like, oh you
cool
hit
too.
A billion streams or whatever the hell. But in radio and in the media, because we know people on TV, they don't do it. If
no.
you win like a local Emmy or whatever, that's whatever, a big deal. They probably keep them at their TV station the way they keep all our awards here.
The awards are usually celebrated on the other side of our business.
Right. Yes.
really is just, I'm just
But without that number, you don't have the other number. So, and that's all to say this. Holy crap, 22 years, really? I'm still, right? Do you not sometimes just say, good Lord, really?
That's awesome. The fact that it can survive what it has.
And still, and all that's contingent on you guys listening. And I've went to this well so many times over the years. You've seen over those 22 years, two billboards, no print campaign, one television commercial that was also bundled in with, hey, we're giving away this truck. That was part of it. And so it's always been the grassroots and what you would call virality. And to know after 2 decades plus 2 years that still doing so good in the ratings, even in the past 3 months, it means the world. Thank you.
Really does. We all found a way to grow together. Almost coming up on 25 years.
That. Oh, shut up. That's wild. That's when they give you the golden microphone.
Because you don't, you never know in this business. And there were times where I thought, you know, it was done.
Many times.
And I'm like, there's no way, you know, this comes back from this or that. But it always has.
Yeah. Well, it's because of, there would be, if we just sit here and talk and no one called and listened or whatever, obviously it's nothing. So y'all are freaking awesome.
Yep.
So if anybody asks you who you listen to, you do. You listen to us all 4 hours.
Tell them. Okay. Show them.
Show them. Let them know. Paige.
Yes.
What is up in the freaking Plex?
Well, this actor needs a lot of help to enjoy sex. I'll tell you who it is next in your Rise Guys headlines. It's probably not what you're thinking.
It's got to be somebody old.
Peter Dinklage.
I mean, Dink pulls it, man. He's got to.
Well, I know, but I just like...
Maybe he doesn't enjoy it.
Certain positions and stuff, he would need some help, perhaps.
Yeah, I would think so.
Like, you're not pile driving him.
You gotta be real creative.
Yeah, you do. All right, we'll get into that and a whole bunch more next in your Rise Guys. Happy lines, headlines. You know, morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day. Whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day.
Or new shoes for her favorite salsa class.
Or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
The Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Well, we begin with this discussion about this actor who says she needs a lot of help to enjoy sex. It is a girl one.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a guy. I was going to guess Jack Nicholson.
She needs a lot of help to have sex.
What do you mean? Like, you mean like a...
Like physically?
Well...
Or like toys or lubrication?
So let's begin with who it is. It's Brooke Shields, and she's bearing all, so to speak. In her new book, Brooke Shields is not allowed to get old. Thoughts of aging as a woman.
She should call it Grey Lagoon.
And in a new excerpt, we don't want to give it all away because you want to read the book, but we've got to tantalize and tease you to sell books. So she explains just how much help she needs in the bedroom. And she suggests that she struggles at the age of 59 with, I don't want to be ugly and talk about...
Do it, Paige, do it. She would do it about you.
Well, not about her, but in general, she struggles with vaginal dryness and a diminishing sex drive. So she says, quote, for me to fully enjoy sex at this point, I need my lotions and potions, the right sleepwear. Maybe calling it sleepwear is
what
is the problem.
Yeah, because I'm thinking she's talking about a CPAP at that point. We talk about sleepwear.
So she also requires a special pillow and, quote, maybe a tequila so I can relax.
Oh, she's got a liberator.
She has
a special pillow.
Is that what it
Would
is?
Would she ever,
it's got bite marks.
You ever made
it.
Love with one of those? Not what? To it, but with it?
What I don't think I've liberator? Seen
it. Oh, it's like it looks like something that you'd use it to work out with. It's like a piece of foam rubber that's cut like a pyramid.
Oh, okay.
You lay it on its side. It allows that
curve.
It gets it. okay. Let's say if you don't have.
It don't sound comfortable.
Well, it's for her.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're being power driven.
Let's say if you got the wrong hammer. Is that what you're
saying? You understand?
To say?
Like, it's like this. Or you could flip it on its back and then it does it like this. So if you're like.
Okay.
Missionary or doggy only, I think.
It shouldn't be this complicated.
Do you do it on the side and say, God, man, my leg is getting tired in the air like this. Let's lay on the other side a little bit.
Okay.
That's hard to do, though. You can't just roll that over. You got to say, hold on, I got to stand up, move, and lay back down on this.
It's hard to talk the dude into flipping.
Shut up. No wonder. You're ruining my Tinder.
No wonder. Somebody needs to work on their flexibility.
Shoot. So I tell you what, I want to revisit that one day.
Flexibility.
I'm flexible as
I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
You've been doing the yoga.
Yes.
Are you doing hot yoga?
Dude, I don't know. I see. That's another thing. Every woman on Tinder is into hot yoga. Meanwhile, I was like, yo, you never went.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think it's a trendy thing. They
won't
even do it.
Hot yoga where it's really hot and you sweat and everybody farts in the class and it's not
Sounds
very
wonderful.
Good. It's horrible.
Sign me up.
Well, I remember I was way in the back, but there was a friend of mine that some guy did downward dog and pooted on her. So that's not pleasant.
God, man. Don't women...
And then the heat and the smell. Hello.
That's the thing, right? Women enjoy the heat.
Yeah.
Like the hot baths.
Well, I mean, the heat is good because then your body, you stretch better and you feel better.
Nice.
I just think it makes you, aged up a little more. You know what I'm saying?
Hydrated?
Nope.
Horned
up.
Yeah. If you have a hot male instructor, maybe.
Or if you had a hot
bath.
That's rare. Just, the heat. I think the heat, affects women like it do snakes. Snakes like it. They like to curl up and get real hot. And
that's true. They love saunas.
Or lizards with those heating rocks.
Mm.
And women with their heating blankets and their wine.
I do like the heating rocks. I do, on your back. In your neck. It feels really good.
Paige is really high maintenance if you think about it. The things she likes and the jacket she usually wears and the way she smells.
Bougie.
Really is.
But it's okay.
The jackets
though.
I wear. I wear two jackets a day. It's weird.
We got your Jelly Roll jacket and then
get
then
upset
that one.
When we say Da Vinci.
I've kind of.
She really hates it.
Yves Saint Laurent.
Yves Saint Laurent. All right, so
that boy's wearing a Balenciaga fanny pack.
Is he now?
Oh, hang on now.
Hey,
now,
hey. So back to Brooke.
It's got panda faces on it.
No, stop with that. Ever since you told me that,
gosh,
it's just causing me
problems. I was way off the air, young lady.
Way off.
Way
this
off the air.
It makes me sad, and it makes me want to cry.
Well, don't support it.
No.
Well, okay, so back to what Brooke, her problem is, and maybe there's a plight for women out there, and we want to help Brooke. We support her in this endeavor to get
but as a
the
man,
best sex
as
ever.
Her husband, he's probably like, that affects him. He's like, God, I'm not doing it for her anymore.
Why would you put that out there? That's what he's saying.
She's got a book she's selling.
Yeah, but maybe she's being honest. After you have children and you get to a certain age, the sex isn't there anymore for her, and it takes a little bit longer to get where she wants to be, is basically what she's saying, yeah. Which is okay.
Yeah.
And she says that she told her doctor she's fine with her diminishing sex drive, but he did lecture her on the importance of physical intimacy in a relationship, because it's true, you have to have sex to bond, and you know.
It looks stupid, though.
What?
The act sex? Of. Yeah.
Why does it look stupid? I think it's beautiful.
It's really.
You're doing
sometimes
it
wrong. It's not beautiful. Sometimes it's like two people having a seizure on each other.
It's really dumb looking.
They're sitting there like. You know the old way, the old school way of saying someone's dumb, you're like, yeah. That's yeah. Kind of like at the end of sex, you're like,
or daring it. Yeah. Like, you're trying to out noise make each other? Like, what's going on?
You sound like old cavemen arguing.
Maybe that's why I don't watch
like
porn.
Bart Simpson's grandpa. Homie, tell your dad to be quiet.
That's the good Lord's bit, right? He's like, I'm going to give you an act that's real pleasurable that I'll sanction in a marriage, but you're going to look dumb doing it, and that's just the trade-off.
You're just going to look like a complete moron.
And I did.
Women
like,
are going to look like the Undertaker if it's happening for him real well.
And I did like this person until I found out that he did like group porn. And it was really weird to see.
Oh, that's where you buy the coupons when you go to places.
It's coupon.
You told me about that person. You're the one that said, oh, my God, he's a porn star. And I said, no, he's not.
He's sitting right beside you.
No,
calm down.
No, he's not.
Oh.
And crazy. Then I had a friend that knew about porn and let me see the whole thing. I go, you have to turn this off because this is really disturbing me.
I thought you were talking about those two guys from the MTV show that were in here that time.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
We found out later that they did a gay movie together.
They did.
It's like, yeah. Man.
They were cute, I guess.
Yeah, but like you would never expect that. Like, was that a sellout? Or was that like, man, by hanging out with this guy doing this show, I realized that I feel this way. And now wow.
I'm glad they didn't talk us into doing it. And it was like, you know, a four-way movie.
Remember, we introduced them to moonshine. They'd never had it before.
Yeah, that's right. They were drinking it in.
Oh, might the moonshine
been.
Got
is it
in.
Is that what happened?
It. That's that white lightning.
I think they did film it like right close to the time they were here.
Oh, boy.
They got overserved and overdid it.
Oh, they were dodging each other.
Oh, boy.
A little bit.
All right, then. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
Ah.
Messy situation.
I don't even remember what they look like, honestly.
Oh, I do. One of them looked like Cobra Kai. And the other one looked like
he really did.
Like a young what's his name from Sopranos? Not Big Pussy.
Pussy Malenga.
Christopher.
Oh yeah, Christopher.
Like a younger Christopher.
I'll never forget their names. It was Sean and Matt Suflex.
That's it. Matt Suflex.
Now I'm gonna Google this.
Yep.
And I forgot the show.
Don't Google it on the video portion.
Tool Academy? Is that the show they're
on? That was the show on MTV. Yeah.
God, we used to get all those interviews if we wanted them.
Him and the freaking, God, what was the one show where he would come in and he was like a love guru, but he was really weird.
Well, he had a big hat.
Yeah, he looked like, he wore like a Tom Petty hat and he.
What was his name? He had black hair or like a black soul patch.
Yeah, it was like Chris Angel, but as a.
But he had one name. He went by one name. I'm pretty sure he did. Texas, if you know it. And if you know it, text it. Don't be a dick and withhold it so we, you know, wonder about it all day.
Yeah, don't withhold your dickness.
Don't I can't remember his name.
Okay, somebody will text it in. Listen to this. When we return, Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mystery with a guest.
Who?
You know, a week or two ago, we had Michael call in and share a very true story you could tell. He was hit by two 18-wheelers at the same time.
God.
He died three different times, and he could see himself being worked on. So he had a near-death experience. Well, not in a urinating contest, but this young lady that's going to join us next says, I had this mystery health situation that the doctors could not understand what it was. Weeks later, I was abducted onto an aircraft by what she described as spirits and or aliens and or, and then that health condition is gone, which baffled the doctors. So we're going to talk to her next and find out like what's up with that.
I'm curious to find out if she knows things we don't know.
I mean, there's similarities with a lot of these stories of Betty and Barney Hill. That was the first famous one, the couple that was abducted.
Fox Mulder's sister.
That was a TV show, but nevertheless, when we come back, we're going to talk to her, and she's going to tell us her story, and we're going to see, did she have a lucid dream, do drugs, or was she really abducted? Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day. Whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day,
or new shoes for her favorite salsa class.
Or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.